traditional reading for All Saints, the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely and on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, by your word, fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that we may live as salt and light in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now today I'll be proclaiming three of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. But before I get to the text, I just want to say a few words about All Saints' Day. You know that as a church, it's normal for us to celebrate the life and the work of Jesus Christ, but that we also remember with thanksgiving the life and the work of our brothers and sisters in the faith who now rest from their labours and who in their life of faith gave encouraging examples to us of the power of God's Spirit-filled word to grow us in a life of Christian love. In the Augsburg Confession, that statement of faith which is peculiar to the Lutheran Church, we say, "Our churches teach that the history of the saints may be set before us so that we may follow their faith and good works according to our calling." So it's not uncommon for Lutheran churches to be named after saints or to have special days set aside to remember with thanksgiving to God the encouraging examples of those who went before us. In the Augsburg Confession, they mention King David as an encouraging example to Christian political leaders. But there are many other examples from the Bible and from church history that the church recognises as especially worthy of remembrance. But today I want you to think at a more local level. If you are anything like me, there have been people in your life, people who may not have been perfect, who were themselves well aware of their faults, but who nevertheless were encouraging examples to you of faithful living. Maybe they were family members or friends or co-workers or members of this congregation or other Christian congregations. Think about these people. What was it about them that encouraged you in the life of Christian faith? And what are you especially thankful to God about for them? This is a good day to think about these questions and a great day to give thanks to God for these people. Today we're looking at three examples of holy living, of encouraging examples of what faithful life looks like, starting with Jesus' proclamation, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Jesus here is saying that the merciful are blessed by God and that they will receive mercy from God. But what does it mean to be merciful? Well, let's listen to some examples from Matthew's Gospel where mercy is mentioned. I'll read them out one after another Listen in and see what sort of picture emerges for you. Matthew 9:27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Matthew 15:22. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Matthew 17:15. The man said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water." And Matthew 20:30. There were two blind men sitting by the roadside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." Now, what's common in all these examples? People are crying out in their need. They are asking for Jesus to help them. When they're asking Jesus for mercy in these cases, they're not asking for forgiveness. They're asking for help, for sight, for deliverance from evil, for healing from sickness. And we know in these examples that Jesus is merciful. He listens to them. He responds to their faith-filled cries, and he helps them in their need according to who he is as the Son of God and according to his calling to go to the cross. Now, maybe in your life you've had a need. You've been in need of mercy. You've been in need of friendship or encouragement, even from the simple encouragement that can come when you're lonely, of being invited to someone's house for dinner. Maybe you've needed help in sickness, or a lift to church, or even someone to help you looking after the kids. And a brother or sister in Christ has been there for you. They've shown you mercy. They have helped you. They have shown their faith in Christ, in the help that they've given you and the mercy that they've shown. This practical help is saintly action. It has God's approval. And today is a day especially to give thanks to God for Christian brothers and sisters who have helped us when we have been in need. What's more, Jesus assures us that those who have helped us, who have shown their faith in Christ in their godly action, Jesus assures us that those who have been merciful to us will also find mercy, help from God. Okay, let's go to the next beatitude, the next blessing. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Now, in commenting on this beatitude, Luther says, I'll quote him here, "Be a reconciler and a mediator between your neighbours. Carry the best to both sides, but keep quiet about the bad which the devil has inspired, or explain it the best way you can. But if you must speak about an evil deed, do as Christ said. Go straight to the party and admonish." Think about the people who have been good examples of Christian living to you. How have they talked about other people? And how have they dealt with conflict? Luther says that peacemaking is shown when people don't amplify the sins of others with their speech, but rather promote good things about them, especially in cases of conflict. He also says that peacemaking is seen when people go directly to those with whom they're in conflict and speak the truth in love, trying not to drag the brother or sister down, but to win them back to harmonious living in the body of Christ. Now, maybe there have been Christians with whom you have been in conflict, who may not have been perfect in the Christian life, but who have shown their faith in Christ by going directly to you and talking with you in a spirit of love, rather than talking with you about you behind your back. Today is a day to give thanks to God for these people they've shown their faith in Christ by dealing with others in the same spirit of reconciliation that they've received in Christ. What's more, Jesus assures us that those who have covered up the shame of others, who have spoken words that build others up, who have come to us in conflict and spoken the truth in love, Jesus assures us that the peacemakers will be called children of God, that God will call them his sons and his daughters. Okay, let's listen to the last beatitude, the last blessing for today. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are those who want God's justice to be seen in the world, in the church, and in their own lives. Blessed are those for whom God's justice is not a pious addition to the apparently more important business of life of making money or seeking pleasure or reputation, but whose desire for God's good and righteous will is like the desire of food is to the hungry or water to the thirsty. Think about the people who have been examples, good examples, of Christian living to you. How have these people reacted to injustice in the world, in the workplace, in their own lives? Maybe there have been Christians who have talked about their own sin and their own need for forgiveness from God that has seemed at first over the top to you. But then you've seen how their hunger and thirst for a justice, for a righteousness that doesn't come from human striving or power, but from God's grace in Christ Jesus. You've seen how this leads them to work in humility for what is just and right in the places where God has placed them, in the family, in the congregation, in the workplace, in the political realm, as God has given them callings. This is a day to give thanks to God for these people. They have shown their faith in Christ by having a hunger and thirst for justice that has at its heart a divine humility, a fundamental understanding that God brings about his justice primarily in showing his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness of injustice in the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, the very one who speaks the word of God to us. What's more, Jesus assures us that those who have dealt with the reality of injustice in a spirit of humility and a knowledge of the power of the gospel to bring God's justice into this fallen world, Jesus assures us that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled, that God will fill them. Today is All Saints' Day, a day when we remember with thanksgiving to God the Christian brothers and sisters who have been good examples to us of the life of faith in Christ and who have shown their life of faith in practical deeds of love. Let us not glorify them, but with them, glorify our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He is the unique Holy One of God. It is in him alone that we have the gift of God's mercy, of God's forgiveness, of reconciliation with God. And so with angels and with archangels and with saints innumerable in the glorious company of heaven, let us glorify the human being Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns as one God, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.